can, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. And up and up and up the train went. And the moral of the story is to never give in, to never give up, because if you think you can, well, then you most certainly can. But is that always the case? That if you just simply say to yourself, I think I can, I think I can, that all of a sudden you can. Life experience would certainly tell us otherwise. Now, there are those that would contend that, well, it's kind of like, there's those that would contend that this infamous line, God never gives us more than we can handle, is biblical. But let me tell you something, that is most certainly not true. Not only is it not in the Bible, for one, but it is also an absolute lie. God most certainly gives us more than we can handle, lest we think of ourselves too highly, and then all of a sudden we start to think of ourselves as various versions of that little engine that could, and then we start to say, I think I can, I think I can, because, well, God never gives me more than I can handle, so I think I can, oh, I know I can. But that's not the case. God gives us more than we can handle so that we learn to rely upon Him for something that we will all pretty much rarely ever admit that we need. Help. How many of us like to ask for help? Because to ask for help is a sign of what? Weakness. And how many of us like to admit that we are weak? I'm not seeing any takers. That instead of being, well, the engine that could, truthfully, we admit then that we are the little engine that can't. We don't want to admit that. And yet many of us have unfortunately built ourselves up on this false identity that we are can-do people, that we are capable of anything and everything. And yet this is unfortunate because when we do this, we fail to see ourselves in the light of reality, which is that we are weak. And that we are helpless. Is any of this resonating with anyone? I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. As hard as it may be for us to admit, the reason that we are all here is because we need help. There was a men's Bible class in Minnesota when I was on my vicarage. And so if you don't know what a vicarage is, just so you know, it's kind of like student teaching for pastors. And so I served in Minnesota as a pastor, but then I also had my vicarage in Minnesota as well, which is why I elongate all my O's, Minnesota. All right. But anyway, there was this small group Bible study for men in Minnesota. And the senior pastor noticed that it didn't have a name. And he's like, I'm going to come up with a name for this group of men. And he came up with the name, Men Who Need Help. And after naming it that, then he wondered, why isn't the attendance going up? Don't these men need help? Men don't want to admit they need help. So why come to a Bible study where all of a sudden it becomes public that they're admitting they need help? But the truth is, though, all of us are here publicly admitting the fact that we are, in fact, in need of help. and that we face this insurmountable mountain before us, the sins we commit in our life never seem to stop piling up. We come here, we confess our sins are removed as far as the east is from the west, and then what do we go and do again? We go and sin some more, and so they pile up again. And yet, unfortunately, for some reason or another, we get it in our minds that we can handle it. I think I can. We can handle these sins on our own. Our natural tendency is to go like that little engine that could and say, I think I can, but even take it a step further and say, I know I can. But we can't. We can't overcome sin on our own. We need help. In fact, we need help just to admit that we are sorry for our sins. We need help to confess our sins. We need help to turn from our sins. And then when we go out and sin again, we need help to do that all again, to keep confessing and to keep turning away from our sin over and over and over. We need help. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. This psalm is known as a psalm of ascents. It was spoken or sung by the people of God in the Old Testament as they made their way up to Jerusalem. And Jerusalem actually does sit on a hill. And Jerusalem was this city where the people would bring their animals to bring for sacrifice as they were foreshadowing what was to come. They were living in anticipation of the Messiah, the once for all sacrifice. Well, we know what happened. Years and years later, that once-for-all sacrifice came. He came riding on a donkey on that day we know as Palm Sunday. The people were shouting, Hosanna, which is a word that means, save us now. But it wasn't long, and those words shifted. Later that week, the word Hosanna shifts to crucify. And he, Jesus, ascended a hill known as Calvary. And he was placed on a cross, your cross, my cross. As the Son of Man was lifted up, all eyes were turned and their attention was directed towards him. Some mocked him, some screamed and railed at him, some cried. And yet all eyes were lifted up to the top of that hill to see what help really looked like. The help of humanity there on that hill was not provided with gold or silver because that would not do. The help of humanity was provided with the shed blood of the Holy Son of God, the one who had made heaven and earth. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. We gather here in the house of the Lord once again in need of help. And once again, our God has been faithful to provide. Because you came in here head held low in sin and shame. And your Savior and mine has lifted your eyes to see that the cross of Calvary has indeed been conquered. Sin has been conquered. The tomb is now empty. Forgiveness, peace, life, a renewed community as brothers and sisters in Christ has been restored. It is now yours. Help is here, and it has been handed to you in the pierced hands of the Son of God. Help is given in forgiveness, and it's also given in how He helps this congregation. If He has given us His Son, we can count on Him for help in every way. Yes, there is a challenge before us as a congregation. Yes, it may seem like an insurmountable hill, if left to ourselves, that is, but we are not without help. Not in the least. Over the past few weeks, I can honestly say it's been some of the most fulfilling work that I've ever done in my career. Instead of hurrying, we have paused and we have prayed. Instead of trying to do things on our own, we have listened and we have learned from each other. I've heard the prayers of children right next to the prayers of parents and grandparents as they have prayed for our church together. I have heard the Word of God read and discussed and prayed upon like I never have before. I've heard members tell me about how they're going to increase their giving. And then at another point, I've heard about members who've told me of the joy of giving through the years. And then I've heard of other members who say, we're going to start giving. And then there have been more conversations about reaching out to our community than I can remember. People are realizing that complacency is going to get us nowhere. What's more is I'm hearing about these stories, these tangible stories of people sharing Christ and His love in their neighborhoods and workplaces and schools. And I can give you a concrete example for each one of those most certainly. Quite frankly, the last few weeks would not have been possible had it not been for this insurmountable hill before us. Instead, we have begun to see what it means to lift up our eyes together as a family of faith and see that our only help comes from the Lord. People of God, my beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, these past few weeks have been and will continue to be an awesome adventure in the faith. That's why I sincerely say I am so thankful, and I truly mean this, I am so thankful to be on this adventure with all of you. Jesus loves you, so do I. I can't wait to continue this journey with you. Yeah, it's tough. It's not easy, but guess what? We have a God who is faithful, and He continues to provide. And so we can trust Him all the way. And what's more is we have Jesus and His Word leading the way. And you know what happens when you have Jesus and His Word leading the way? You have all the help that you need. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.